Hello, good evening everyone. It's Wednesday the 12th of January. It's a little before 7:30 in the evening. And I thought I'd just record a quick audio boo, mainly because I haven't recorded one for quite a few days. And there's a few reasons for that, but felt like I should kind of catch up on a few things and put some words on audio boo. So why no audio boos for a few days? I think mainly too tired, work's been fairly hectic, and I've been coming home and basically kind of falling asleep. And also I think there's not been a lot to say, so it's kind of a case of, well, if you haven't got anything to say, don't say it. So I didn't. So there you go. Anyway, as I say, yeah, work's been fairly hectic, and I think that's going to be a recurring theme for the foreseeable future, which I guess is a good thing, because it means, you know, there's things to do. Otherwise, watching Alex's ice video, was it last night or the night before? I can't remember now. That's pretty awesome and pretty scary, I have to say. We had something similar back the beginning of last year, although nowhere near as bad. And you just can't walk on it. It's frightening, really. You just slide across the pavement, into the road and across the other side. You know, it's scary. So I'm glad they've been out and gritted and whatever your road, and that you've managed to get to work. A bit curious as to what you actually do about work if you've been snowed in like you have been. I know here we are expected to, if we can't get in for whatever reason because of the weather, try and work at home, or then we have to basically either take leave or if we've got hours owing, use some of those hours up. But basically, you know, we don't get what I would call a snow day as such, i.e. you know, a free day off. So I'm just wondering, you guys, Alex, I know Nancy, your school's been closed for a couple of days, I think. What actually happens about that? You know, have you got the same expectations on you as we have on us, or is it a different system? Be interested to know what your system is and how it works. Also, congratulations, Alex, published author. I know it's not the first time, but and I have no idea what being a published author must feel like. And not only a published author, but a paid-for published author, even better. As I say, no idea what that feels like, but I guess it must be a fairly awesome feeling, and also quite nice to feel that, you know, someone thinks highly enough of your work to actually put it out there, without you, you know, self-publishing it or putting it on your blog or whatever. So I don't know. I guess it must be a good feeling to have that kind of external recognition. So well done, congratulations. Look forward to reading that. Probably can't get the magazine here, but expect. Next May, when it's published, we can have a look at that online, or at least I hope we can. So perhaps you'll post a link at the time when it comes out. And Will, back to work. Don't know whether that's congratulations or hard luck, but I know, you know, you're back. It's must be the start, probably by now, of your what, third day? Must be about halfway through your third day. So hopefully it's getting a bit easier, and the weekend is looming ever closer, which is, again, must be a good thing. And I'm pretty sure you'll make the best of the weekend when it arrives. Okay, I think that's about it. I think that's about all I've got to say for now. I'll try and record something a bit later in the week. Hopefully I'll have something useful or constructive to say. In the meantime, I wish you a good evening, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.